Alrighty, guys, welcome back to the layup. I'm sorry I have not been not had a podcast in a while, but just haven't had much time. And I figured it's a good time since we're a little more than a month into the season, just to see how everyone is doing and what the team how I think the teams are doing. So, well, we're gonna start with the Bucks. So basically, the Bucks. I think the Bucks are going to be one of the best teams in the NBA, and really hard to beat with Giannis playing like this, Bledsoe, and the biggest thing for the Bucks for me, I think, is all of their contributions from the bench, from Pat Connaughton to DiVincenzo has played very well, Ilyasova, the pickup of Korver and Robin Lopez, Wesley Matthews, all of these guys are great contributors, and just a steady help for Giannis, steady complement. Bledsoe's playing well. He's not trying to do too much, which is good. He's getting his assists. He's not scoring that much, but we'll leave that part to Giannis. Wesley Matthews has turned out to be a good pickup. He's not scoring a lot, but he's playing good defense, and he can distract the defense with coming off screens and being a threat from deep. But now we're going to talk about the surprise teams. So I'm a little bit surprised at how well the Toronto Raptors are playing. Not that they're playing well, not that, I mean, they haven't had the hardest schedule, I wouldn't say, but they don't sleep on the Raptors. I mean, Kyle Lowry is still out, and Pascal Siakam is just playing like an all-star, and I don't think many people expected this from the Raptors and Siakam and all of these people. Serge Ibaka's out too, but they faced a lot of adversity this year, and I think that's good for a team like the Raptors, who just won the NBA championship. It's hard to go from championship to not being a contender just from losing one player. I think Fred VanVleet has showed up, more than just a playoff guy now. He's playing very well, so that he's a good complement to Siakam and Lowry when Lowry's struggling. Marcus Saul's been good. Steady, solid. Not scoring a lot, but kind of been like the veteran leader on this team. And then another surprise team. I'm kind of surprised about how good the Lakers have been. Like, I didn't think that they'd be this good. I thought that they'd have a lot of struggling points. Not that they haven't. I mean, they're 17-2, best record in the league. Anthony Davis and LeBron James duo was working out great. Even the Dwight Howard pickup. I mean, Dwight Howard might stay on this team. He's playing very well. He's not doing too much, not but he's actually playing. So he's playing instead of playing for a team for 5 days and then getting cut. He's actually staying with the Lakers, and I think that was a good pickup for them. I'm also liking the Danny Green thing. Danny Green's been playing pretty well, shooting threes and stuff. But I think Kuzma has to play better. If Kuzma's going to be that third scoring option, I think he needs to get more than 4 points against the Wizards and more than 11 points a game. But he just came back from the injury. That'll take some time to get him fully back. JaVale McGee's playing great for them. And I just think the Lakers are a great team overall. And I think they can win the West if they keep this up. They'll hit a couple divots in the road there, but they have a win streak of 10. They have only lost one game since their opening night loss, which makes them 17-2, which I've said. And surprise teams aren't just surprise, pleasant surprise. I think it's a little bit of a surprise how poorly the Trailblazers have been playing. They got off to a rough start, with the roster they've had, and then they picked up Melo, and things are trending in the right direction. But what's weird to me is that they couldn't carry that over from last year. I mean, they didn't. They lost. I mean, they lost Enes Kanter. Nurkic is still out with that injury, but I don't think they lost much. And they picked up Hassan Whiteside, So I'm not really sure what's going on there with the Trailblazers, but they'll figure it out, probably. There's been a lot of times where Terry Stotts has been, it looks like his job is done, but then they make a new surge or whatever. So that should happen soon. It's just a matter of when and how. And I think this Melo thing will work out well, hopefully. And then another surprise team. I'm surprised at how poorly the Nets are playing. They have a good roster. It's just Kyrie's out, okay? And Spencer Dinwiddie's playing amazing. DeAndre Jordan isn't really living up to the potential. Still a rim runner, but he's losing some of his athleticism. Garrett Temple's been a pleasant surprise for them. He's played well in his last couple games. Had 22 against Boston. But yeah, that's been a little bit of a surprise for me, at least. Thinking that maybe the Nets would just... I thought they'd be a little better. Joe Harris has been playing well. He's not just a shooter anymore. He's attacking the rim. Playing pretty well. And then Spencer Dinwiddie filling in for Kyrie has been great. He had 32 against Boston on Friday. Which is good for them. They need that guy. And maybe consider starting Spencer Dinwiddie and Kyrie. I don't know. But I don't know how this Kyrie-Brooklyn thing is going to work. Philly's also playing not that well right now. Joel Embiid has lost it. I don't know what's going on with Embiid. In his last three games. Actually, never mind. Embiid's playing well. But not too well. He's had some slumps. But Embiid, he needs to play better. And then Simmons, he hit a three, okay? And then I don't think he's taken one since. So, it's just like, come on. Look, you made a three, congrats. You're not the best shooter in the world, alright? So, that doesn't mean you stop working. And he's still gotta work and make threes. Just because he makes one doesn't mean he's done. Tobias Harris is playing pretty well for the Sixers. Al Horford has been struggling a little bit. He did have that 32-point performance, but that's been about it. He's been steady. He hasn't been bad. And also, the Rockets are playing very well. A lot of people didn't think this was going to work. I mean, Clint Capella is doing Clint Capella things. 14-14. 14-14-2. 14 points. 14 rebounds and 2 blocks a game, which is great for them. He's a great rim runner. He's like the next DeAndre Jordan, I'm thinking. And they still got Harden, and Harden is just Harden. And his last three games have been insane. He's got 60, 30, 32, 60, 34, and 32. And that's just insane. It's just insane. It's an average of 42 points. So it's just like, Harden does what he wants. It's just, will the other guys step up? And that'll be hard. Did you guys see Austin Rivers when they played against the Clippers? If you haven't seen this, you have to look at it. He was telling you, if you don't know, Doc Rivers, former Celtics coach of the Clippers, is Austin Rivers' dad. So, Doc didn't understand a call and was arguing with it, and Austin Rivers was making the technical sign and telling the refs to tee his dad up. And it was just a really funny scene that you don't see very often of a son versus a coach. Anyway, Russell Westbrook has been playing well, he's not been doing too much. He's been letting James Harden do what James Harden does best, which is score. Capella, Russell Westbrook are kind of those guys that are there helping and doing all that stuff. But yeah, the Rockets have been a pleasant surprise, and especially with all the doubt that came in with the season.
I don't think anyone expected this. But yeah. Even with Eric Gordon out, so. And I want to talk about the Celtics real quick, not just because I like them. Gordon Hayward is back. I think everyone's agreed with that. Jason Tatum's playing well. Jaylen Brown's playing well. So is Kemba Walker. But at some point, the Celtics need to trade for a big man. I mean, Tice... Cantor is a good, great big man. But they need a stretch-the-floor big man. They need to develop Robert Williams. And it's just... They need to trade for one. But it's not going to be a high-quality big man. Because they're not trading Hayward. They're not trading Brown or Tatum or Kemba or Smart or any of those core guys. And they don't have that many assets right now. So, that they are willing to trade. So, that'll be a question mark. About the Celtics, but they've been a surprise as well. They've lost their last couple games, but once they get Hayward back, they'll be better. All right, now let's talk about some top stories in the NBA. So Harden he scored 60 points, just over 30 minutes, with 24 shots, something only Michael Jordan has done. So I think we realize that James Harden might be one of the best scorers the NBA has ever seen. And Luka Doncic averaged 30 points and a triple-double in the month of November. So if you have Luka Doncic on your fantasy team, you are in good shape. Rui Hachimura? Well, let's talk about some rookies who have been really good. Or overlooked players. This is by NBA.com. So we're talking about Malcolm Brogdon. Has been very overlooked. He's been scoring, okay? And I think that's a great pickup for Indiana. Milwaukee definitely misses him. But then we go back to Spencer Dinwiddie, who's been playing very well in Kyrie's absence. Then we go to Montrezl Harrell, who I just love watching. Montrezl Harrell is just one of the most energized players you will ever see. Kendrick Nunn is such an exciting player to watch as well, and he's been a surprise. Same thing with Eric Pascal, and he's been great. Eric Pascal's been great, especially with Steph Curry's absence. The Warriors, honestly, are just really bad this year. They've given it to all their rookies. Kai Bowman, Pascal, their second year players. Pascal's averaging 17 points a game. He looks really good. Spellman looks good. Spellman lost a lot of weight, which is good for them. Who else? Jordan Poole has been playing well. So, but they've left it to their rookies who have no experience in the NBA. I thought Willie Cauley-Stein would be a better pickup for them. But he's turned out, he's not that great of a pickup. Kai Bowman's pretty good as well. But, yeah, what else is there to talk about? Well, let's look at the MVP ladder. So, I don't think we've talked about Karl-Anthony Towns and how good he's been. Karl-Anthony Towns has been one of the best players in the NBA. One-on-one. So, we're talking about number one. I think we all know it's Giannis. And last week, he was number one. And his season stats are 31 points, 13 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal, and 1.5 blocks. Then there's LeBron. Giannis seems to be like the next LeBron. I think Giannis, to take himself to the next level, Giannis needs to develop that passing game, which still has room to improve, but he, with all the shooters he has, Korver, Connaughton, DiVincenzo, Bledsoe's made some, Brook Lopez, Middleton coming back from that injury, I think he'll develop that game as well. Then LeBron, averaging 26 points, 11 assists, 7 rebounds, and 1 steal a game. And he's just been phenomenal for the Lakers, and not the only reason they're winning. They have guys like Anthony Davis, guys like Danny Green, guys like Avery Bradley, who are helping them to win games. Then there's Kemba Walker, number three. I agree with this completely, because with Hayward out, he's been helping them a lot. Especially coming back from that scary neck injury. I don't know if any of you guys watched that. He came off in a stretcher. It was one of the most, like, scary things I think you'll ever see in the NBA. But why does it always have to happen to the Celtics? That's what I ask. He's averaging 22.3 points, 4.5 rebounds, and 4.5 assists, which is a good stat line. I mean, it's almost 25-5, which is great. And he's not doing too much. He's not carrying the team. Well, right now he's, but there's guys like Brown when Hayward comes back. Smart's stroking it in. He's making a lot of threes, I think. Smart's improved his game. Brown has been attacking. Carson Edwards has been good. Tremont Waters. I'm hoping Tremont Waters comes back. Like, he's my favorite player right now. If you saw him in the game against Sacramento, he came in, smallest guy on the court, but he had an impact right away. All right, number four, Luka Doncic. He deserves this. Averaging almost a triple-double, 30 points, 10 rebounds, 9.5 assists, and 1.5 steals. He's so interesting. He's such a fun guy to watch because he plays the right way. You're not seeing him fast break dunking. You're seeing him play the right way, getting steals, getting assists, getting rebounds. And he's a great defender as well. James Harden, number 5. I'm a little surprised that he's not higher. I don't know. I think he should be a little higher than Kemba. Kemba's not doing that much. James Harden scored 60 points, 30 minutes, and everyone's like, okay, what else happened? Like, it's not that big of a deal anymore. He's averaging 37.7 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds, and 1.5 steals. Then you got the next 5. Pascal Siakam, who's playing amazing, 25 points. Jokic, Kawhi, Anthony Davis, then Karl-Anthony Towns. And then 5 more. Devin Booker, Jimmy Butler, Embiid, Donovan Mitchell, and Domantas Sabonis. And then we're going to look at the Kia rookie ladder. So these rookies have been great. And Zion Williamson hasn't even played yet. So this is a lot to look forward to. Number 1, I think you all know who it will be. Ja Morant. Ja Morant just looks like a star in the making. So fun to watch. Really carrying his Grizzlies team, not necessarily to win, but they're only 5-13, but it's giving them some excitement, right? And then number 2, Tyler Hero. I think everyone thought he would be a sleeper, and he'd be a surprise rookie candidate. He averaged 17 points a game on 40% shooting this week, and he's getting big minutes. Then his partner in crime, Kendrick Nunn, is number 3. He was undrafted, and he's just great. He's a great story. Number four, Eric Pascal, who got 25 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 assists against the Bulls, and he's good as well. And RJ Barrett's been a little bit of a disappointment. Struggled from the field, getting a lot of turnovers, but there's not much to say about the Knicks right now. Just very bad. Just missed the cut. We have Brandon Clark, DeAndre Hunter, Kai Bowman, Kobe White, and PJ Washington. PJ Washington has been a pleasant surprise. When I saw him in preseason, I was like, oh, he's going to be good. He's going to be a sleeper. LeBron reached 33,000, youngest ever. He got that by making a 3-pointer over Jackson Hayes, who was 3 years old when LeBron got drafted. That is insane. And now they're playing against each other. Them NBA is very interesting right now. There's no team that you're like, wow. There's like the Lakers, they're like, yes. But then there's the Clippers, and you're like, yeah, they can beat the Lakers. Then there's the Bucks, and you're like, they can beat the Lakers. Then there's the Bucks, and they're like, they can beat the Clippers. Then there's the Clippers, and you're like, they can beat the Bucks. So it's just really confusing right now. I think if you look at it, it's the 3-4 teams are like, the Lakers are in the mix, the Clippers, there's the Sixers, the Bucks, the Celtics, the Heat are playing well, Nuggets, Rockets, Dallas. So there's a lot of teams right now, and it's a fun year, I have to say. There's even the Raptors are playing well. Like what's going on? That's 12 teams I just named. 12-10 teams. So, like, it's just an interesting year. Something we haven't seen in a while. Something we haven't seen is the Lakers are first, and the Warriors are last. Steph Curry, obviously that has a lot to do with Steph Curry being out. D'Angelo Russell has proved to be a great pickup for them, I think. D'Angelo Russell. But I think once D'Angelo Russell returns, and Draymond Green and Steph Curry, it will be interesting to see what happens with the Warriors and if they even make the playoffs. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, Steph will come back, everything will be okay. But, like, it's late. It's not, like, early in the season. It's not early. So, it'll be interesting to see what, like, happens there. And then the Kings, I'm kind of surprised that they're not playing better. They'll come back. Harrison Barnes playing well. Buddy Hield, just like every time he plays the Celtics, pops off. I don't know what it is with that. I think the Celtics might have passed on him or something. Hopefully Marvin Bagley will come back good. When he's on the floor, he's great. But he just gets injured a lot. So Bogdan Bogdanovic has been good. A good shooter. De'Aaron Fox, hopefully when he comes back, will be good. And then Buddy Hield is just really good. 41 against the Celtics. And why does a team like the Kings have so many players? Okay. Then there's the Jazz, who haven't been playing that well. I feel like some people thought they'd be better. Bojan Bogdanović has been so good. Over his last three games, he has averaged 29 points a game. Okay, sorry, I had to do math there. Okay. And Mike Conley, over his last three games, has averaged 8 plus 5 plus 6. He's averaged 6 points a game. You know, Mike Conley, you have to be better. I'm sorry. You can't score 6 points a game if you're the number one option. Donovan Mitchell's playing great. I mean, over his last three games, he's averaged 22 points a game, which is good. And Rudy Gobert still playing well, still that defensive guy. He'll probably win it again this year. Like, it's not even surprising that he'll win it this year. I mean, his stats, 13 points, 13 rebounds, one steal, two blocks. Like, he's just really good. But hopefully the Jazz will be better. And I'm really hoping the Thunder will make the playoffs this year. Like, I'm liking the way they're playing. Like, we got Steven Adams, who will get traded at some point this year. I'm liking the way Chris Paul is staying with the team. He hasn't requested a trade yet, and I'm liking the way he's doing that. Dennis Schroeder's playing well. Nerlens Noel. All of these guys are playing well, especially Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Like, I just love him. He's really good. Okay. Danilo Gallinari, he's on my fantasy team. He's really good. So don't sleep on the Thunder. Like, they've got a veteran leader. They've got a good team this year, okay? They got a lot of young guys who want to win.
and who want to surprise people. That is the exact same way I feel about the Pacers this year. People kind of forget. Oh, they're sixth. Yeah, they're a higher seed than the Nets. Oh, yeah. They're also a higher seed than the Pistons. Like, yeah. Pacers playing very well. Domantas Sabonis was even in the MVP conversation. Like, that's just crazy. Miles Turner has not played this year. Or has played once this year. I haven't been paying that much attention to the Pacers, like a lot of people. Which is weird. And once they get Oladipo back, a lot of people will notice them and stuff. But yeah, they're kind of looked over right now. So, yep. Well, it'll be interesting to see what goes on. And, yeah. Well, I'm just going to make some predictions before
we do that. So, by the end of the season, I'm going to guess that the number one seed in the East is going to be the Bucks. The number one seed in the East is going to be... I mean, the number one seed in the West is going to be... the Lakers. And let me tell you why. The Clippers right now, it's not about the regular season. It's about getting the number... It's about getting in the playoffs. Kawhi being rested. Paul George being rested. Their defense being rested. And then going all the way. And that's what they're going to do. They'll have their young guys play right now. And they'll get wins. They'll get a lot of wins. Kawhi will play, but he won't be it. He won't play as hard. They'll have guys like Harrell, Lou Williams, Patrick Beverley to play hard now. Then it won't come playoff time. We've got Paul George healthy, rested. We've got Kawhi healthy, rested. And we've got a lot of guys. Okay. I think Toronto will definitely drop. Same thing with Miami. Philly will play better. Same thing with the Blazers, this Melo thing. I don't know how long it will last. He'll definitely get released before the end of the year. Anthony Simmons is going to be really good. Alright, but let me just make some predictions about MVP right now, it's Giannis. Most Improved Player, it's Luka. Coach of the Year? I think it's going to be Nick Nurse again. I think if the Raptors stay up, top four, Nick Nurse wins. With the roster he has, Nick Nurse wins it. If they stay this way. Then Rookie of the Year, it's hard to tell right now with Zion, but if Ja plays the same way, it doesn't matter what Zion does. It's all Ja. Ja Morant's winning. Sixth Man of the Year is probably going to be Lou Williams. But that'll be interesting to see. What happens there? But yeah. And I'll see you next time on the podcast, which should be sometime soon. I'll try and get another one. So thanks for listening. Bye.